For 46 years, the skies over Bass Strait have guarded aviation's most chilling mystery. This is the true story of Frederick Valentich, a young pilot who vanished into thin air after a terrifying encounter. He took off at around 6:19 p.m. with enough fuel to stay in the air for about 5 hours. At around 7 p.m., he reported Cape Otway in sight, his first of several designated checkpoints. Something beyond explanation was about to enter his airspace. At 7:06 p.m., Australian Eastern Standard Time, Frederick radioed Melbourne Flight Services.
Melbourne, this is Delta Sierra Juliet. Is there any known traffic below 5,000?
Roby, after a quick check, confirmed,
no known traffic.
But Valentich insisted. He could now clearly see a large unknown aircraft about 1,000 feet directly above him. It moved with impossible speed, passing directly over him at high speed several times. Valentich reported the object was playing some sort of game with him, executing maneuvers that were impossible for conventional aircraft. It flew over him 2 to 3 times at speeds he couldn't identify. In a desperate attempt to identify it, he tried turning his plane around and flying circles directly beneath it. He described it as metallic, like it was shiny on the outside with a big green light. And at 7:11 p.m., Valentich reported engine troubles. The engine had been rough idling.
I've got it set to a 23, 24, and the thing is coughing.
This was very alarming.
Melbourne, that strange aircraft is hovering over top of me again. It's hovering, and it is not an aircraft.
At precisely 46 seconds past 7:12 p.m., the transmission from his plane completely cut off.